Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our public media friends around the region, keeping you up with the latest of news. Today it is Monday, the 9th of February, 2026. I'm Carl Lengel. The Montana GOP completed its sweep of all state and federal offices in 2024. This year, the party is putting greater focus on another branch of government, the judiciary. Montana Public Radio's Shaley Rager reports from the party's winter kickoff in Great Falls.
Party chair Art Wittick says he has four goals for the midterms. One is to retain all Republican congressional delegates, and another is to maintain strong Republican majorities in the state legislature. Two other priorities aim to make the judiciary more conservative. Wittick says the GOP's political success has been hampered by judges and justices who rule against Republican policies.
If we really want our agenda to move forward and to make Montana the red state that we think the voters want, we need to improve our Montana Supreme Court.
The party will campaign against a constitutional ballot initiative that would enshrine judicial elections as nonpartisan. Supporters of the proposal say party labels would degrade the judiciary's integrity. Republican lawmakers have made several unsuccessful attempts to have judicial candidates run in partisan elections in recent years. They argue judges and justices are political, and voters deserve to know which way they lean. In a sign of the party's renewed focus on the courts, District Court Judge Dan Wilson gave the keynote speech at the GOP event. Wilson is making a second attempt to win a seat on the Montana Supreme Court this year.
I call myself a constitutional conservative because I decide cases based on the facts and not feelings, principles above all else, and the Constitution.
Wittick says getting Wilson elected is the party's fourth goal this cycle. While the party has supported various candidates over the years, Wittick says Republicans are taking it a step further by officially endorsing Wilson. From Great Falls, I'm Shaley Rager.
An officer shot and killed a suspect during a confrontation near Phillipsburg on Sunday, according to the Montana Department of Justice. The Division of Criminal Investigation has launched a probe into the incident. According to the department, the suspect threatened patrons in the Sunshine Station Bar. He was pursued by law enforcement after leaving the bar and was stopped on Montana Highway 1. The department says the suspect pointed a firearm at an officer, who then discharged his weapon and killed the suspect. The officer has been placed on administrative leave while the investigation is completed. The identities of the officer and deceased have not been released. The Wyoming Department of Health has announced a Fremont County child died from influenza. Nationwide, there have been 52 pediatric deaths reported during this flu season. This is the first in the state. Wyoming saw a spike of flu cases over the holidays. While the infection rate has declined, the virus is still locally circulating in all parts of the state. The department recommends getting the updated flu shot every year. The agency also recommends those with symptoms to stay home from work, daycare, and errands, and to cover your mouth when sneezing and wash your hands. Montana's population grew again in 2025. Though at a far slower pace than during the pandemic boom years, Montana Public Radio's Austin Amestoy breaks down the new data.
Montana's growing population continues to be driven by new neighbors, not new babies. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau's 2025 estimates released late last month. The state added a little more than 7,000 new residents last year. Deaths in Montana continue to outnumber births. The Census Bureau reported last year that seniors outnumber children in Montana, one of only 11 states where that's the case. Montana was among the fastest growing states in the nation during the COVID-19 pandemic, but that trend has stabilized. Last year's data puts Montana in the bottom half of states for growth. The Census Bureau says the nation as a whole grew at its slowest pace in years, fueled by a drop in international migration. The Bureau is set to release county-specific population data in March. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.
In August, Secretary of State Chuck Gray handed over Wyoming's statewide voter registration list to the feds. Wyoming Public Services' Chris Clements reports that the governor and at least one county clerk say election responsibilities should stay local.
The list contains sensitive information, like driver's licenses, but Gray says the Department of Justice gave assurances that privacy protections apply.
We laid out the requirements of Wyoming and federal law in our communications, and that is very clear.
He says collaboration with the feds on voter lists is required. But Governor Mark Gordon pointed to the U.S. Constitution and the rights it gives states to handle their own elections.
That's where it ought to be, and that's where I feel it's best served.
And Fremont County Clerk Julie Freese says she's worried about what future presidential administrations will do with Wyoming's voter list.
Just because you have an administration at the time that you trust with that information, does that mean the next administrations that come up, will they get that same information?
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Chris Clements.
According to a recent report issued by the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, Montana's snowpack sits below average for this time of year. Montana Public Radio's Eleanor Smith has more details.
Montana's snowpack is light for this time of year after a dry and unseasonably warm January. According to a report released Thursday, snowpack in the mid to low elevations is below average. Lower elevations have been hit the hardest. Conditions improve higher up, but only two mountain basins hold the median snow water equivalent, which is a measure of the amount of water contained in snowpack. Most snowpack monitoring stations are seeing a deficit anywhere between 1 and 5 inches below the median. The snow that is there is also far denser than normal because of January's warmer weather. Montana doesn't reach its peak snowpack until late spring. Experts say conditions at that point will impact summer stream flow far more than this month's preliminary snapshot. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Eleanor Smith.
Conservation groups in eastern Montana are contesting federal land managers' decision to revoke bison grazing permits. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
American Prairie has grazed bison on federal lands south of Malta for 20 years. The nonprofit land reserve leased that land from the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. The agency granted American Prairie several leases over that period, saying bison grazing was an allowable use. Last month, the agency issued a decision saying the permits violated federal regulations because the animals weren't domestic or used for ag production. American Prairie, tribes, and other conservation groups filed an official objection. American Prairie argues federal regulation doesn't require animals on federal land to be raised for meat production. The nonprofit says its 900 bison are still considered livestock under federal rules. American Prairie is also suing state regulators, saying they have taken too long to approve or deny grazing permits on state lands. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
A new football era has begun at the University of Montana, as Bobby Kennedy was introduced as the 38th head coach for the Grizzlies, replacing Bobby Hawk, who announced his retirement on February 4th. YPR's Kay Erickson reports.
At a news conference Thursday afternoon on campus in Missoula, UM Athletic Director Ken Haslam introduced Bobby Kennedy as the next head coach. Kennedy is familiar with Montana players from his position last season on staff as the wide receiver coach.
Guys that come to work every day, great character guys. And trust me when I say this, okay? They are invested in moving this program forward. And I just want you guys in the back to know how much I appreciate you and your support.
The 59-year-old new head coach also praised the coaching staff he worked with last year and said the staff is staying together for the 2026 season. Kennedy has a 30-year resume of coaching college football on a lot of top echelon teams, including Texas, Stanford, and Washington. But this is his first stint as a college head coach, and he says it will be his last job.
Okay, I want to do it with these guys, and I want to do it with these players in back, and I want to do it with the great Grizz fans and the people of Montana.
I'm Kay Erickson, Billings.
That's The Worm for this Monday. Catch up with us tomorrow. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal Art Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.